Hello and welcome back to WBAI 99.5. You're listening to Indie Radio. It's a little bit after 6:15. And if you're just joining us, that was State Senator Jessica Ramos. And we were supposed to have New York's first socialist senator on the air with us. But it turns out Senate is still in session. So we have the next best thing. We have Julia Salazar's chief of staff, Mr. Boris Santos, kind enough to join us here today. Boris, do you want to say hello to our listeners?
Yeah, I just want to say thanks for having me, Peter. I'll be the first, I guess, chief of staff socialist to be a company center socialist in the last 55 years. So thank you for having me. Born and bred in the district, and I'm sorry that the senator can't be on. But yes, Senate is in session as they will be voting on 9 core bills that have to do with election reform, all of which the senator will be in support of. As they will make our democracy in New York State more accessible to folks with things like pre-registration of voting from 16 to 17-year-olds to absentee voting, to same-day registration, automatic registration. So that's what's being handled on the floor now.
Yes, exciting, because New York has some of the most restrictive voting laws in the country. You wouldn't think a state like this. You might have heard our headlines, maybe not, but a lot of prison reform advocates were a little bit upset that felons were not enfranchised and people on parole were not given a chance to vote. Is that something down the road that the senator would likely be in favor of?
Yeah, I mean, totally in favor of that. I know we've also got wind from constituents of this matter. This is something that the governor was able to sign into executive order the previous summer regarding enfranchising those in parole. And we want to definitely codify that in law as well.
And moving along, I mean, I remember this campaign. The Indy covered it from the get-go. And housing issues were a major factor in her campaign. What are some of the housing reforms that Julia plans to be pushing for in the Senate?
Yeah, so I want to say, first and foremost, so one of the bills that are going to be voted on today that's connected to the housing laws is that it's closing of the LLC loophole. So limited liabilities companies now are counted as individuals, and for that sense, they're giving thousands of money through real estate to politicians, right? And so that's a bill that we'll be voting on today. We have certain reservations of it in terms of language. We think it doesn't go far enough, and we won't stop until we see the banning of political contributions from developers and corporations and LLCs in general.
Let me just interject there real quick. Listeners can go to indypend.org, independent.org, and we've been tracking these LLCs, particularly in the real estate industry, and you have these lazy lawyers setting up, 10, 20 LLCs, and they're all registered at one address, and they're basically giving under the cloak of secrecy to politicians. So this is something that's going to be alleviated today, huh?
Yeah, so it's going to be alleviated. So the LLC loophole will be closed. However, we wish that there was some clarifying language because mainly, and I don't want to get into the nuances, but the provisions state that LLCs can give to a max aggregate within the calendar year of $5,000, which is the same thing that corporations are subject to. Sorry, the same limit that corporations are subject to. And also LLC members will be mandated to disclose who they are, name, and then each membership will be attributed the percentage of ownership in which they own that LLC as a contribution, and that's where we think that there's a little bit of non-clarity there, where we want to make sure that the intent of the bill, which is to each membership of the LLC to give a max of $5,000, that is something that's clearly outlined in the bill, which we don't think that it is, but we can't stop progress, and we'll be voting yes. And I think Jen Metzger's bill, a senator from upstate, has a better bill that we'll be supporting on and asking others to sign on that outright bans corporations and LLCs from giving to politicians.
Mm. And the real estate industry, largest donors in the state, certainly the largest donors to our governor, and New York City's rent laws are basically expiring this year. What are some reforms that Senator Salazar, Julia, will be pushing forward for in this legislative session?
Yeah, so I think a lot of people talk about closing the loopholes in the rent laws. We have to do more than just that. So for your listeners, closing the loopholes within the rent laws means right now there's a eviction bonus or a vacancy bonus, but advocates call it an eviction bonus, where a landlord can raise the rent up to 20% to the income to a new coming tenant just because it was made vacant. And we want to end that. We want to end the vacancy decontrol bonus, which is once a rent-regulated unit goes up to north of $2,733 in rent, that unit is wiped out of the rent market, of the rent-regulated market. And so those tenants will no longer have protections to succession rights, to the right to a renewal lease, and for their rent to not be increased by a certain margin. A certain small margin. But we want to do this more than that. The center sees that tenants are the biggest constituency in New York, and housing is a human right. And we want to concretely within legislation pass a bill called Prohibition of Eviction Unless There's a Just or Good Cause. Mm. And what that would mean is right now in our rent-regulated system, buildings that are six units or more are rent-regulated. We want to regulate buildings that are five units or less as well, including one to two family homes, with the exception of those where landlords live in them. But that would mean that you cannot kick out a tenant unless there's a just cause, good cause, and which means a violation of the lease. We believe that, you know, tenants deserve that protection. And right now we see market rate tenants being displaced gradually throughout. And we want to extend this right to all tenants across the state. So we're looking forward to introducing this bill in support with a whole bunch of other senators, and can't wait to do that with the Senate.
Yep, a real opportunity this year with finally real control by the Democrats of both the Senate and the lower house, as well as the governorship. Let's see. Now there's slim reasons for excuses for not getting stuff done. And as a socialist, do you want to speak a little bit about how Julia sees her role as a socialist politician? Because, like you mentioned, there hasn't been one in New York State for 55 years. Maybe that's a good question to end on. We'd love to have her back, talk about the Women's Issues Committee. But maybe tonight, you know, two guys talking about women's issues, not the best time. But maybe the role of her of a socialist in the state legislature.
Yeah, I want to just quickly comment on the women's issue stuff. we're glad and elated that our subcommittee was elevated to a full standing committee. We are going to look towards passing the Comprehensive Contraceptive Coverage Act next week, along with the Reproductive Health Act. I don't want to get into it because, as you say, I don't want to get into it with us two as two males, but that's like most likely going to be the first bill that she passes within the first 18 days as a senator. I want to talk about her role as a socialist. And for us, you know, at a minimum, being a socialist, that means that we believe that housing is a human right, that people should have access to higher education, right? And also that people should have access to a doctor, right? For me personally, just want to speak on that. And the senator also has a story as well. Mm. But I shouldn't be forced to live with three roommates because I cannot afford a rent by myself. Mm. And in addition to that, be one medical bill away from falling into financial collapse.
True that.
And as a young man of color, you know, have a high amount of student debt worth of north of $90,000. Mm. And that's why we're fighting for this at a minimum. But socialism means just more than that. It means us destroying capitalism to the fullest degree that we can.
Oof,
and for us, what that means here as a Senate office is mobilizing people towards those causes. Mm. In our office, we have organizers that will be working towards mobilizing people towards the agendas of ensuring that people have all these higher quality of life services that I just outlined. And I'm looking forward so much to to working with all of you and setting a light on this as well.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time, Boris. I really appreciate you taking a moment to speak with us, and we look forward to see what the senator does in the months and years ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. You have a good one. Thanks.
The boule est dame de la terre. The boule est force de la fin.
And that's it for WBAI Evening News for January 14th, 2019, presented by The Independent. My colleague Lydia McMillan Laird was out sick today. I hope she gets better. And thanks for listening, everybody. See you next week.
Pour nous et demain, l'internationale sera le jour.
You're listening to WBAI. This is Kiani Brea with an announcement about your local station board elections. Ballots will be issued by first-class postal mail on January 18th and will be issued by email on January 23rd. The local station board election will close on March 5th, 2019. For other important dates and for information about voting in the election, you may call 413-424-9569 or visit wbai.org.